All right, we're going to turn now to our first guest this morning. We've got Jamie from Fens in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you?
I'm good. So you guys are running a surf comp starting tomorrow.
Yeah.
At Manu Bay. Do I call you Fens? Is that the...
So we are all members of Fens.
Yeah.
The competition itself is run by firefighters for firefighters. And we are the fire rescue and first responders competition.
Okay.
We'll be running out at Manu Bay on the 3rd and 4th of April, tomorrow and Thursday. So, yeah, it's for not only career staff, but also our volunteers as well.
I'm just looking at the surf report. It looks reasonably good tomorrow.
Yeah.
Maybe the next day. Oh, actually, not too bad the next day either.
We've been told it's going to be fading, but hey, fun. There's something just being around each other and just looking out the ocean for a couple of days is also the benefits of that is awesome.
Yeah, yeah. So you're a surfer yourself?
I'm a bit of a hobbyist. Yeah.
What does that mean?
I'm a bit of a one out there. I play by the rules, but I'm not a shredder of such.
Okay. And your role in all this, you are a firefighter? Or,
that's correct.
Yeah, yep. But you're running... You do some desk work as well?
Yeah, for sure. Like, our job is pretty much 50% desk work these days.
Yeah.
Not only we fight fires, we're first responders to medicals. We're on the road going to car accidents. So, we're engaged with so many different parts of different jobs and stuff. This is a really awesome outlet for our community and the employees of fire and emergency.
So what's the schedule like? It's 2 days.
Yes.
Men's and women's competitions.
Yes. This afternoon, tonight, we're going to be meeting at the dojo at the refinery. We've got Johnny Rickard. He's going to do a whakato for all the competitors.
Yeah.
Do full registration, and then tomorrow we're going to be moving in. We've kept it midweek to try to be less disruptive.
Yes.
It works well with us in the way of gives us time in the weekends for our families as well. So, yeah, the 3rd, we've got a qualifying first on the 3rd, and then we'll go over on to the 4th for the finals day.
Yeah.
We've got all our sponsors that are coming out throughout the event that are local community businesses and also as well some from within Hamilton, and they're going to be working alongside, they've helped fund this event for us to have what we need, and because to running an organized event and having the right people there costs money like everything these days. As we've found over the 21 years that we have been running this event, that it's getting more and more expensive. So it's a massive shout out to local businesses for helping us have this event, because it's definitely something that I'd say like a lot of people that are within the job, it is their chance to just disconnect and enjoy the waves and enjoy the ocean and enjoy each other. It's awesome.
Within the competition, is it broken down into like regions, or like is Waikato going to be trying to beat the others, or is it the local firefighter units? Like, is the Raglan unit expected to reign supreme?
Like, Raglan is they've got some wicked competitors and some guys that really use their local authority. they definitely keep the secrets of how to get off Jump Rock to themselves. It definitely is kept within the regions. We keep teams, like teams are made up of four.
Yeah.
And you kind of keep your guys that maybe excel in their age group, or they might be wicked longboarders and they can rack up some points through there. End of the day, it's all for the love of the sport, which we definitely try to promote throughout the job. It is a little bit harder for us guys in Hamilton because taking some of the newbies out to the West Coast beaches can be a bit confronting.
they're like, what? There's rocks everywhere.
But hey, we're definitely promoting the sport and getting more and more people out there. We've got a women's division again this season, which is awesome. We've got 6 females, so that's for a male-dominated industry.
Yeah,
it's wicked to have some females in there as well.
Is it? I'm intrigued. Is it becoming less of a male dominant? I imagine at one time there were no women at all fighting fires.
Yeah, for sure.
So I guess that's been changing over the years.
Yeah, definitely. It has been changing, especially with the medical component.
Yeah.
The females definitely do bring a bit of a motherly touch to that kind of aspect.
Yeah, during an emergency.
Yeah, they calm people down. And it's fully inclusive, bringing different people from different communities in. Different races. It's awesome. It's such a diverse bunch of people now.
And so why did the was it 21 years? Is it the 21st?
Yeah, 21st
edition of the surf comp. So why did it start? Do you know? Because that's probably before you were fighting fires.
Yeah. That's for sure. It was just a bunch of guys that were just keen frothers of surfing, and they just wanted a chance to meet up, and they thought, hey, why not? Let's compete against each other because, hey, let's say, like, there's still a bunch of us that love that adrenaline of competing and trying to see if you're the best at something.
Yeah.
Throughout fire and emergency, there's competitions for lots of things. And it's just a chance for everyone to meet up from around the country. We've got guys coming from the South Island. We've got guys coming from down the lower parts of North Island. Because it's a chance to all meet together. Yeah. And enjoy something we love.
And I guess it's held in different places around the country each year.
Yeah, it is. So the history of it's always sort of, we've got a couple of keen regions that always sort of host. We've got Taranaki that they love to host their comp there. We've got Gizzy, they love to host. So Tauranga, every now and then they might get a swell that we might be able to jump on over there, but it is pretty finicky.
Yeah, so here. So there's a whole, like, it sounds like these days there's like mental health considerations that are part of it now that you guys are encouraging the crews to get out and unwind this way.
Yeah, it is. There's pressures coming from the job left, right and centre, especially within our Raglan community. Hey, these guys may be travelling over to the divvy, that siren goes off, they don't know who it's going to be. It could be a loved one, it could not be, but there is a lot of mental pressure. At the moment, we're working with a lot of groups, like Movember, just trying to get surveys across the board to show our employer, hey, like, look at the toll that it's putting on all of your employees.
Yeah.
So, if we can do something in-house, like something like this, this is a great opportunity just for us to just, you know, connect again and just have that reset.
Yeah, and I guess because you've got a bunch of people already together and there's like an identity because it's, you know, it's the firehouse for that area.
Yeah.
You've got a chance. That's probably a step already, isn't it? You've got a group already together.
Yeah, that's for sure. It's kind of like, like a football team or like a rugby team in a way. Every night, every training night they come down, it's a chance for them just to connect and it's their second family.
Yeah. So in Raglan we've got, it's virtually all volunteers, isn't it?
Yes, correct.
So
Raglan's fully volunteered, and then you've got the Hamilton staff that come across over the divvy. If there's anything of size or any support is needed, there's a great relationship at the moment between the two brigades.
Yeah,
we're only wanting to enhance that even further. The Raglan volunteers have been awesome. They're going to host the fourth. The finals prize giving.
Yeah.
We're going to have Daniel Kiriopa come down as a guest speaker.
Yeah.
And it's a great opportunity to run, put some money through the bar and, people can have a look around the station and, get to meet some friendly faces.
Yeah. So this question just popped in my head now. Are there age limits on being a firefighter? Is there a certain point or is it fitness limits? Is that the...
There's obviously a range of things that you have to pass before getting across the line. But 18 is definitely...
upper age limit? I was wondering about upper age limits.
Oh, upper age limit. Yeah. Well, man, we've got guys that are still in the job. We've got a guy that he's just moved to Raglan. He's a Raglan volunteer and he's 71 now and he did 50 years in the organisation.
Right.
So, we've got guys that go past retirement. Yeah.
But he's got a wealth of experience.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Experience from some of the things they went through back in the day, definitely passing on to the younger generation.
Yeah,
coming through now is.
And so it's like it's firefighters and first responders, and I guess especially out here, where I know just anecdotally that the fire guys are usually the first ones, or often the first ones on a scene.
Yeah,
and it's not necessarily a fire.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, like do they get just called out for everything?
Yep. pretty much caught up to everything. Because of the demands on St. John's at the moment, throughout the country, there's a lot more fire station than there is to St. John's stations, and police have their demands as well.
Yeah.
We find that we are definitely on the scene dealing with a range of incidents.
Like car accidents.
Car accidents, medicals, storm-related incidents. Fires are obviously being our bread and butter.
Yeah.
But now there's so many other things now as well.
So does every truck kind of like carry a chainsaw for cutting down any trees off from across the road? And
oh man, how was the storm the last, you know, like we've had in the past? These
I'm thinking of, like there's times and it's especially, I can't remember what it was now, but a few years ago there were just trees down everywhere.
Oh, there was,
And I can't remember what, that's just become a background thing, I think. Like every few years there's a big storm and the trees are down and the roads are blocked. So.
And like something in the way of, we had Cyclone Gabrielle. I was actually down in Napier at that time, and it's pretty much just the sirens go off and you just get sent to do, you come across incidents left, right and centre. So you just have to think on your feet.
So were you working there, or you just happened to be there at the time?
No, I got sent. We got sent down there as a relief to help them out, and because they're just tapped out.
Well, they would be going 24/7 if they could.
Yeah, because it's their community, and you know, they just want to help out as best as they can. And it's definitely a problem solving job, and having good situation awareness.
Yeah. So how often do you turn up and it's something that's like a traumatic scene? We're talking about this, you know, the surf event in the context of it's good for people's mental health to come out, get out and do things like that.
Because the thing is, everyone treats incidences differently. Okay, yeah. So I might turn up to something and it's not traumatic to me, but to someone else it may be. So we're just trying to catch those signs that someone's been affected in a certain way. Hey, it may be something really, you know, like I might think that is absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
And my mate right next to me he's absolutely in the dumps about it. So having an event like this is another way for us even just to have a chat about those things.
Yeah.
This might have happened a month ago, but hey, now we can, away from it all, looking out the ocean, beautiful Manu Bay, have a chat and just, process things.
Because in the moment, you're going to want to put that aside.
Yeah.
Go, I can freak out later.
Yeah.
Because people need me right now.
That's it. You literally flick a switch and you game on.
Yeah.
So you're there to be the Band-Aid in a way. We're there to fix.
Yeah.
And make things safe for people, and they're looking at us. We're trying to calm the situation and make it the best, you know, the best opportunity for things to be rectified and right.
Yeah, actually, there's that pressure on, isn't it? Like, everyone's freaking out, but they expect you guys to come in and handle it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So that's why surfing goes awesome with it, because it's just like a place where you can fully just, like, keep calm and enjoy those things. And hey, if you're in a traumatic experience, you can just think about maybe that last wave you caught or something, and you know, you can send your brain somewhere else while you're doing CPR or you're putting out a fire or whatnot.
So you're getting like the crew from Hamilton coming out.
Yeah, we've got a wicked event organizer, done such a great job. A whole bunch of sponsors that have jumped on board, that are all coming across. They're going to be recognisable throughout the community. They're going to be wearing T-shirts like I'm wearing today, which is a black shirt with a big design on the back.
It says Firefighter Surf Nationals 2024.
That's it.
It is what it says on the label.
Yeah. So the boys and girls will be wearing lanyards around the place. A lot of the hospitality outfits here are going to come to the party, and they're going to maybe offer the odd beer here or there or coffee or whatnot, which is quite cool.
Well, that's very generous of them.
Yeah. So it's just awesome to have a community that's it's tough times, definitely at the moment and in the past, and these guys know how much this means to their firefighters, and they're willing to put a little bit of their funds out there to help us out. So it's awesome.
For the rest of the community, we're still talking about like a hangover from COVID, the COVID period and things like that. What was that period like for firefighting teams?
I guess it more or less around that time, it was obviously, it was very quiet in the way of like around towns and stuff, because we had not a lot of people on the roads and what that. So our calls changed.
Yeah,
we went from having a lot of like going, car accidents just went out the door because no one was on the road.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we moved to a lot of medical aspects of the job.
Yeah.
And so knowing that you're a frontline worker, you're going to be attending these things.
Yeah.
You just had to put your best foot forward and protect yourself as best as you could, and just deal with the patient that you had in front of you.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's, yeah, you should be, you almost shouldn't be called firefighters anymore, because it's fairly clear you do a lot more than just fight fires when they arise.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. So
presume you're working on, is there like an educational component these days too, to the job or anything like? Are you the ones that goes around and check that we've got our,
yeah,
our fire alarms and things like that? Is that part of the work?
Yeah, that's all, that is as well. Yeah,
yeah,
the job is branching out so much now. It's like, yeah, you said, like, you know, these guys doing community risk.
That's what it's called.
Yeah, community risk stuff as well, which,
yeah,
is going around checking the smoke alarms, getting into the schools, getting into the marais,
yeah,
and providing that protection for them.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's all, yeah, about earlier alertness. So, like,
yes,
it's about making sure that, hey, if something does go on, we're not here to tell you how to fix it. We just want you to get out of there and get all your loved ones.
Yeah. Even though we save. Like the work you guys do, we don't want you turning up at our houses with your big red truck.
No, that's it, eh?
Yeah, it's all gone horribly wrong if that's the case.
Yeah.
So, all right, so, folks, we're talking to Jamie, and there's a Firefighters National Surf Comp on starting tomorrow. Just
that's
want to remind,
correct,
people the when and where's and what times various things are happening.
Yep, no worries. So we'll be starting nice and early tomorrow at Manu Bay. They'll go 8 o'clock, and we'll be down there for most of the day. More than welcome to come down and check out the scenes. We'll have Mitre 10 Mega down there as well, providing a barbecue. And also we have Wayne from Raglan Waves. He'll be taking some photos of everyone in the water, and also it'll just be a hive of activity of just good yarns, laughs,
yeah,
and a bit of surfing involved.
Yeah, well, if the weather keeps up, I think it's going to be really good. So
I heard the weather report, I was just like, yeah, like that's the main thing, eh?
Yeah, yeah. There's no nasty storms coming through or anything,
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
So that's probably what you don't want. Yeah. All right, man. Thank you for coming.
Awesome.
Nice to meet
thanks
you.
Thanks,
Eloy. All right, folks, we're going to have a little break, play some music, and when we come back after 9, we're having, I don't know, in the studio.